In your ears and on demand. Kincaid and Dallas.
I had something here, but it's really stupid. I was just going to mention real quick that my new YouTube obsession, man, help me, Dallas. I'm watching this guy. What he does is he owns his own landscaping and like power washing company.
Yeah.
And now he's like kind of let other people run his business. And what he does now is he travels around and he goes to people's houses who have like, you know, a little bit of rundown homes. And he offers to like just do it for free if they let him just put it on YouTube.
I love that.
Yeah. So he's doing a good service. But just the power washing videos, Amanda, there's something so satisfying about just seeing somebody else power wash like a dirty surface.
It is nice to see. I got to tell you.
I love those videos.
I love to do that. Mm-hmm. We have two pressure washers at our house. So if Scott's doing it, I want to do it too. I love. There's something about going along in that line and you get that clean surface, then you come back.
Yeah.
And it's clean. Then you go back. Then you come back. Then you go back.
Do you make that sound?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just love that. I don't know. It's like mowing grass.
No, it's.
Yeah.
It's that.
I know what
it's
you mean.
That satisfaction of looking mm-hmm. back going, oh my God, that looks so good.
So I'm not crazy. Yep, it is therapeutic.
I think it's very therapeutic.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good. We were talking about earlier about how the iPod is discontinued. The iPod, they're not making this thing anymore. And who is the last remaining person who has an iPod, who's so upset right now? I can't buy a new one. They stopped making it. Do you still use an iPod? I'm not talking about the one you got like in 2002.
I didn't even know they still made these.
Exactly.
I didn't know they were still available.
Well, because they discontinued iTunes, what, how long ago?
Yeah.
So
how do you even load new music to your iPod?
Yeah. I mean, you probably could still have the same, like if you do streaming services or something, they probably have those on there.
I don't think they do though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If you have one of the touchscreen ones, I know you can get like Spotify and stuff like that.
Right. Okay. I didn't even know there was such a thing.
I had no idea. Who is still using an iPod and is super sad that they're discontinuing it? Is this you? Are you devastated? Did you hear this news yesterday? Did you hear the news on your iPod?
No, you did not.
did your iPod alert you? I am being discontinued. Please bury me in the backyard. 404-741-1015. Thanks to Precision Heating and Air. If you're devastated, if you still use an iPod and you're going to go and like buy the last remaining 8 iPods that are on the shelf just so you have a backup in case you drop it. Is this you? I don't think we'll get any calls.
Garrett, I know how they're getting their music on their iPods.
How?
Obviously, it's from LimeWire. So.
Oh, of course.
They brought LimeWire back. We missed it because we don't have iPods, but they did.
Garrett, they've got 7 different torrents open right now that they're trying to download stuff. Because it's 2003 all over again when we would download music. Yeah, there's no one calling.
Why am I not surprised?
I don't know anyone.
Do they sell them in stores?
I don't know.
Kincaid and Dallas, you're live on the radio. Hi, good morning, iPod user. Hello?
Good morning.
Hi.
I don't use one, but me and my wife a few months ago just bought our daughter one to play like phone games and watch videos on, so that way she won't ask us to use our phones to play games.
That is so smart.
That's smart.
Okay, yeah, how old's your daughter?
She'll be 7.
Okay, well now that
makes sense. Absolutely.
That makes
are they
sense.
Still really expensive, or are they pretty cheap now?
It was like $400.
Yeah, don't they kind of look like an iPhone 4, sort of?
Yeah, they're very small.
Gotcha. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. So that makes sense for a child. Thank you so much for listening.
I would much rather a child have that than a phone.
True, right?
Yeah.
Anything where
you can just use it like a tiny iPad, basically.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, another call. Hold on.
Yeah.
Kincaid and Dallas, you're live on the radio. Are you also upset about the demise of the iPod?
I am, actually.
Aw.
Bye. I have one of the old iPod shuffles, and I got it waterproof, so I actually swim with mine.
Oh, wow.
Makes sense. Cool. Okay.
Yeah, and it's a lot easier than, like, some of those big, bulky MP3 players that they still have for swimming. And I don't know why, because they, like, I still buy stuff off iTunes for that shuffle.
Okay.
Wait, really? So you can still use
iTunes? I didn't know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, do you own a swim cap? Are you, like, a legit swimmer? Do you have the swim cap and the whole thing and the goggles and the earplugs?
Flippers?
Well, no, I don't use flippers, but because I don't need them. But like, I do the swim cap and the goggles, and my iPod shuffle, it clips onto the back of my goggles. And I have the waterproof earbuds for them.
Cool, that's pretty cool.
Nice.
What do you listen to when you swim?
Country.
Yeah. Country swim.
What do you think?
Well, I don't know. Maybe she likes classical music when she swims.
Beethoven in the pool. I have a question for you. Does that? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. No. Go ahead.
It's a stupid question. your swim cap, you get sweaty. Do you have to wash the inside of that, like scrub it, or does the pool water just disinfect it?
The pool water wets it.
Really?
Yeah, I wear a swim cap.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
I want to smell it.
Because I like to swim.
What?
And if I'm going somewhere or something, I don't want to get my hair wet. Plus, I try not to get my colored hair in the water.
I understand. Thank you so much for listening. Are you gonna go swim this morning?
No, I'm on my way to work already.
Gotcha. Okay. If you do swim, you know what? I'd love for you to listen to the replay podcast, Kincaid in Dallas, and see if you can still swim in one direction or if you're all over the place.
She'd be all over the place.
It might cause you to become impaired in the pool. No, in fact, don't. That's dangerous. Thank
don't
you so much
that.
For listening. Oh my gosh, yeah, don't do that. We can't be responsible.
That's so cool. I love that.
In your ears and on demand, Kincaid in Dallas.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.